CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. With 6 out of 8 full-time registered nurses going on maternity leave, Listowel Memorial Hospital's obstetrics department will have to temporarily shut down. Patients and their families will receive information from their primary care provider or obstetrics professional regarding alternative care options during the closure. The hospital aims to reopen the department as soon as staffing levels permit and are targeting mid-September of this year. A famous Goderich bakery is opening a new spot in London, one that will offer expanded hours. Owner Madeline Lambert, who took over in 2022, has had issues staffing the shop in Goderich, but she said she found it a lot easier to recruit help for the London location, which is slated to open later this spring.
Very challenging to staff Goderich, and we have found London to be like a breath of fresh air. I think it helps that we have, you know, a college there that specializes in a pastry art management diploma. And so a lot of people are coming out of school with the very specific training that we need. So yeah, we have a lot of very, very qualified applicants that are applying. So it's been a lot easier to manage the staffing.
The new location will be in the former pastry culture spot at the Covent Garden Market on King Street. Community Safety and Well-being Planning, Grey Bruce, has a crime prevention action table, which has identified 4 key areas to tackle. West Grey Police Chief Robert Martin is chair of the action table. He says all municipal police services in Grey and Bruce are on the table, including Crime Stoppers and Victims Services. The next step is outreach.
We already had set up one education component with the Anti-Human Trafficking Committee through Grey Bruce, and it's a collaborative approach. We will be looking at the issues, and then we'll be reaching out to our other service partners to try to develop plans, education components, social media campaigns, training for our staff and for municipal staff and other partners that we have.
The 4 key issues on the table are human trafficking, drug trafficking, intimate partner and gender-based violence, and road safety. Brightshores Health Systems is offering patients access to their medical imaging. Medical imaging manager Sarah Bessick says they have partnered with Pocket Health, a Mississauga-based medical program. She explains the system is a secure online way to access and share medical records.
They're able to view it in at their leisure, send it to their providers, where it will be available in a format that is appropriate for their provider to view.
Bessick says there's a small patient fee to use the program. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
GOJHL playoff action has the Stratford Warriors at home with a chance to go up 3-0 on the Elmira Sugar Kings. Puck drop for game 3 tonight at 7:15. St. Mary's Lincoln's also up 2-0 and at home against Strathroy at 7:30. Listowel Cyclones back on the ice tomorrow night for game 3 at the Steve Kerr Memorial Complex against the Air Centennials in a game you can hear live on AM 920 CKNX. Schedule for the PJHL Pollock Division is now set. The top-ranked Hanover Barons open up at home on Thursday against the Patriots. Series will shift to Mount Forest for Game 2 on Saturday night. Barons looking for their first division title since the PJHL formed back in 2016. Kevin Gossman looked pretty good in the Blue Jays' final spring training game today, striking out 7 over 3 innings against the Pittsburgh Pirates and appearing as though his injury concerns are behind him as the Jays get set to open their regular season on Thursday against the Tampa Bay Rays, which you can hear live on CKNX. And on the hard court, the season of dread continues for the Raptors. The 2019 NBA champions are mired in a 10-game losing streak as they return home for a 7:30 tip-off against the Brooklyn Nets. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Overnight, some clouds with a low of 5 degrees. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy, windy, with showers and a high of 10. Possible showers Wednesday, high near 5, and partly sunny Thursday. We could see a few flurries with a high of 4.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.